was in Paris for more than a week before I got around to stationery. Family adventures took the lead. We stalked history and culture in the mornings, napped hard in the afternoons, and weaved among the wine and cheese picnickers in the condensed, sensible parks along the River Seine at sunset. Toy sailboats and masterpieces, sidewalk tantrums and slices of paradise on those ancient and somehow always emergent streets. Only after we were good and tired of each other and the florid ghosts did I schedule an afternoon to myself to pursue pens and paper. My research was confined to a few minutes on Google Maps, a small digital constellation of shops in the square kilometer around the 5th arrondissement set my course. Trains and buses were an option, but I would walk. In the spirit of the fine book I was reading, Flaneuse, Women Walk the City in Paris, New York, Tokyo, Venice, and London by Lauren Elkin. Walking is mapping the city with your feet, she writes. Make sure you look up is a piece of advice I heard in this city of layers. And to walk in Paris without children, what luxury. I waved away a pang of guilt as I parted ways with my wife and kids at the sandbox in the Place de Vosges. I thrilled to the sound of only my own voice ringing in my head. Up the Rue de Turenne, aspirational but down-brand menswear stores, pleasant salons and cafes. And just like that, I was standing in front of the bright glass facade of Papier Tigre on the Rue des Filles du Calvaire, a spoke of a handsome six-pronged intersection. From the street, Papier Tigre is a collage of industriousness, materiality, and color. The colorful retail enterprise, tables stacked with pop energy, drew energy from the workshop in the back, layering work and play. Inside, a manicured cornucopia of planners and pads, memo books, to-do lists, calendars, toys, sculpture, tools, and more, with chrome and right angles playing against a palette of electric pastels, delivered in consistent abstraction, blobs and squares and checks, across whatever paper-based textile you could hope for. I walked every inch of the store before I chose anything, to see how each piece fit within the whole. Items riffed off of one another, advancing the cohesive idea. Outside products like the Kaweco pen selection and pastel conversed with the native stock like cousins from the other side of town. Harmony. A couple of Japanese women were enthralled. They would hold up an item to the clerk, and from across the room he would tell them how many euros it cost. They shopped by the kilo. I left with a handsome, compact, two-tone ballpoint pen and nearly matching house brand pencil, a designy memo pad, a tall to-do list pad with matching narrow clipboard, and a metal clip and spring that attaches to a notebook to raise and hold your writing instrument of choice, just so like a sconce.
Je ne parle pas français, anglais, s'il vous plaît.
Is this everything you need?
Yes, thank you. It's a beautiful store.
Thank you so much.
And do you make them?
We are making a few of these just behind.
Do you make them yourself as well?
Not myself. Mm-hmm.
No, so who?
There is someone who is qualified to do it.
Is there one designer or?
Yeah, many? The two person who build up Papier Tigre are designers, and everything is designed just across the street.
Oh, cool! Yeah, that's great. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, to you. Bye.
Thank you.
I hummed like a bumblebee back the way I came with a true sense of accomplishment. Should all else on this little journey fail, I had at least seen Papier Tigre, and I had the flashy tote bag to prove it. southwest on the Rue de Vieille du Temple, back toward the river. The generic menswear gave way to breezy luxury in the sidewalks, filled up with real shoppers. I coasted along the tide of conversations, surfed the energy toward the river and Mélodie Graphique. As I neared that destination, another one emerged. Papier Plu had evaded Google spiders, but it was me all the way. Notebooks covered every wood-paneled wall. Notebooks in every color, every size. With the scale and decor of a respectable study in a 200-year-old mansion, Plu was ringed along every wall in variations on its core book, which turned out to be filled with fine, if blank, pages. For artists, I asked the proprietor, who was shadowing me by shifting his shoulders toward me each time I moved to a new corner. Indeed, he said. He produced them himself. We had a good chat about that, and the beautiful embossed notebooks in the middle of the shop that offered, thankfully, some ruled lines. I almost bought a little journal with wafer-thin pages like that of a Bible. Now twice a winter, on my Parisian stationery journey, I was playing with house money, and I crossed the street to Mélodie Graphique. Well known and for good reason, this shop was, as the blogger Aisling Greeley puts it, exactly how one imagines Paris to be, truly romantic, iconic, and simply magical. Brush your knuckles across a broad sheaf of paper as decorative and finely made as wallpaper. Scrape brown ink across a piece of parchment with an old calligraphy nib. Leaf through raw-edged, handmade journals bound in floral patterns. Take a deep cedar whiff of vintage pencils from within their original box. Imagine yourself writing democracy into life by candlelight while revolutionaries stamp across the cobblestones outside your door. I read later that they called this street Paper Lane. Creativity and imagination gave weight to my paper bag of pens, pencils, and paper. The minds and hearts of the city itself, bottled and bound. Tools calibrated to ride in a pocket or a bag, to be taken out just in time to take a note at just the right time, to record a stray thought that would be gone when the light changed, to take down directions to the cafe where they were friendly enough to kids and Americans. I had an hour to burn before my kids would stir. I walked out into the sunlight, looked up, picked a bridge to cross the River Seine, and headed south to see what else I might find. Thank you for listening to Chasing Papier by me, Ted Walker, a production of the Take Note podcast that I do with Adam Webb. Check us out online at takenote.space. Subscribe to our podcast for more on notebooks and paper and paying attention to the world around us.